First of all, team news, how are you looking?
Yeah, we're in good shape. The Downs, Claude Davis will be about a week before he's fit to play. David Worrell probably a month in terms of in the first team and playing, but back in training in a couple of weeks now. But, you know, Nardiel will be fit. Tubbs will be fit. We're hoping that Tommy Bug has moved away and he'll be fit. So, in good shape.
How do you feel the lads did the other night, those that came in who haven't had a lot of football?
Yeah, I thought they were terrific, Paul. I think it's very difficult to be playing a part of being on the bench or a part of sitting watching from the stands or whatever, and then suddenly you're into the cut and thrust of how we play, because we do play with such a passion and such a tempo, and I don't think there's any secret in our dressing room if there's a game of table tennis, myself and Rain, I want to win it, you know, and we kind of compete with some of these guys, but we want to win it. So I thought first half we competed and we took the sting out of the game and stuff like that. I think second half we got a foot in the ball, we passed it around and we win as comfortably as any team could wish to win away from home.
But it's the league that's priority, and what a run you're on at the moment. But more specifically, the last two games, Peterborough and Brentford, performance-wise, obviously you got the right result at Brentford. Does that tell us now that you are genuine contenders this season?
No, far from it.
Why not?
Well, we're still trying to embrace this league. We're still finding out a lot about it. And, you know, we probably have a better idea. We always, at the start of the season, when I looked at the fixtures, I said there was three real tough spells that I thought, as a manager within that, and we're in the middle of the first one of those. I think when you look at, you've said it, Peterborough, Brentford, Swindon, Milton Keynes Dons, Leighton Orient, return of Ronnie Moore with Tranmere. That's as difficult a spell as you can have in League One. We all due respect outside Wolves. There's no one else in there that we'd be left to play that you could say are going to catch your eyelids. If we come through that spell, then I'll probably be able to sit down by the end of October. Let's sit down on my birthday at the end of October and I'll tell you where I think we're going to be there.
I'm going to get the card. But surely you must have got a feeling inside now that's telling you, you know, this team could do it, could compete.
Oh, I believe in this group. You know, I believed in this group when we lost 5-something at Dagenham. And I believed in this group when we lost 6-2 at Port Vale. There's been some changes since then, of course. But the fantastic thing we've got about this group is slowly we've put in place a dressing room that has such a desire to work hard. And the first criteria in any footballer isn't he about whether he can play with the ball or what he can do, and is he going to work hard as the opponent on the pitch or harder? And that's very difficult to get out of players for 50 odd games. But we've got a group that come in and train real hard every day. They want to improve, they want to get better, they ask for extra every day. And win, lose, or draw, if they work as hard as that, we'll always have a chance. And on top of that, you've got to then have ability, because it's a serious league, League One. And we've got some undoubted ability. And thanks to our chairman, who stayed strong back in January in the summer, and we didn't sell any players, then we're fortunate to have some of the players we have.
After the York game, you pointed to the fact that the team spirit is incredible, really, in the dressing room. How do you achieve that? How do you maintain that?
I think the overriding factor is you have to make sure there's no bad apples in there. And we fought for 12 months to get rid of bad apples. Not one particular person. And they don't come in on a Monday to be a bad apple on a Monday or a Tuesday. It's just through a period of time that can drag people in the wrong direction. And so thanks to the staff, thanks to the likes of Paul Warren, who's close to the boys, and Paul Rayner, who's closer to probably most of them than anyone, We've whittled them away, and the bad apples we've managed to throw away. And we have to make sure that when we add to the dressing room, and we will add to it, that I've said before, Paul, we have to make sure that our background checks on the players off the pitch is equally as important as what we think of their ability on it, because the dressing room is in such a tight place, it's such a fantastic place. You know, I give people the option to sit out the other night, and you know, everybody who played at Brentford, apart from Arneson, who chose Iceland instead of us, everyone wanted to start the game at York. And believe me, that wouldn't have happened in every dressing room this week.
Of course, it wouldn't be a Steve Evans interview if I didn't ask you if you're close to doing any business, are you?
I don't know if we're close, but we're going to try and do some business.
Right.
You know, we're just checking out one or two things now in terms of what we spoke about, the background to something. Yeah. We've got a real... We know the player, we know all about him. We've probably done watched more times than anything. He's someone we like a lot, but we're now in the process of asking people questions behind the scenes about would he fit in our dressing room, because the downsides to our dressing room is bringing a bad apple in. But you know, Sir Alex Ferguson told me back in March when I visited him with the chairman, if you get a bad apple, treat it like cancer. It's a dreaded word, but take an inch in circumference all the way around and cut it out and throw it away. So we hopefully, the checks come back saying positive things.
So you've got it down to one player, one target?
One target, one player.
Mm. Where? Which position?
I'm telling you.
Okay. It's always worth a go, isn't it?
Now, listen, we've got fantastic cover all around our squad. Mm. But we ain't got a big squad. If people look at our squad, sometimes I get embarrassed when I look at the programmes and look at these other teams. I've got six and seven extra players. But as our chairman always talks about, it's the quality that we have. And we pay for the quality, you know, and we've had to do that. But we've got some real quality in our squad that says we have a 20, 21-man squad. We don't want 26 and 27. It's too many to manage. But we've got 20, 21 real dedicated, motivated guys. And if we add the odd one in there and it works for us, then that's what we do.
You'd said previously you'd thought about sending Danny Hilton out on loan. Is that still the plan, or has your mind changed after the last couple of games?
I'll probably be back to being on the fence, to be fair. The downsides to Danny, I think I said it publicly, is he lived in the summer like I lived. Do you know what I mean? Which is not very good in terms of eating habits. And then it took him a long time to work that off. Mm. But what happens is, like everything, people form opinions. People get in front of you who have looked after themselves and worked hard, and you end up, it's a long, long swim against the current. But I'll tell you, in full credit to Danny Hilton, he has worked his socks off with the coaching staff beyond anything that most players do, morning, noon, so a lot in the evenings, to get himself into the shape he's done. And that's why I hand him a leaf. I hand him a leaf to say, come and be part of it then, son. Right. And I thought he was excellent. I thought he was our best player at Brentford for 20 minutes. And that was just sheer effort, commitment and passion to work hard and get as a result. And I thought the longer the game went the other night, the more he get involved in the game. And as always is going to happen, because he's swimming against that current, probably 10 minutes to go, his legs started to feel like jelly, I would think. But we're back on the fence. But he's of good character, and that's important to us. That also gets him a chance. The players like him, the staff like him. He wants to improve, he wants to get better. And it took a bit of adjusting coming from Aldershot to Rotherham, as it did from me coming from the club I left to come here. It's, you don't realise the size of this football club till you're in it.
Yeah. So the penny just needed to drop a little bit, did it?
Yeah, I think it did. And I don't think you'll mind me sharing the story when I said to him, what'd you have for dinner last night? He said, chicken nuggets and chips, the same as his little lad. And when I shared that with my medical team, they were laughing. They thought I was winding them up. Let me say, he's now got a controlled diet, and the chicken nuggets and chips are out the window.
I've noticed that in your last two league games, you've had 10 yellow cards, which astonishes me, really. How does that leave you in terms of suspensions? Is that a discipline issue, or is it decisions that have just gone against your bookings that perhaps shouldn't have been bookings? Is it something you're concerned about?
I'm certainly not concerned about the six at Brentford. I think it was a bad match referee on the day.
Yeah,
he books a couple of players for simulation, and I think I said to my chairman, you need to give the two players concerned stimulants to get simulation. It's a long phrase, but you know, Kieran Agard and Rob Mewson, they're two of the most honest players at the football club. And I think Agard stumbled after a rash challenge on him, and I think Rob Mewson's is possibly a penalty, and that's on the benefit of the DVD. Mm. And I can remember at Brentford, from memories right, Lee Frecklington get booked in about the 60th minute for his first foul in the game. It was astonishing. But in saying that, we'll remind the players, of course you'd expect me to do that, so we'll remind them, and we'll make sure that this is not a continuation, because we don't need suspensions at a key time.
Is Agard close to one?
I think I think maybe three bookings or something, so right. He's okay. A little bit away. Yeah. But I think every booking towards a suspension is one too many if it's for a challenge or a meaty challenge or a professional foul. If you have to take some action to keep your team in the game, etc., then every manager and coaching staff will understand that. But you know, a lot of bookings for kicking the ball away, and if they're saying simulation, things like that, these are things that we need to take out of game, because we don't want to lose key players when it really, really matters. And when does it really, really matter? Every game.
I have to ask you about happenings elsewhere, and the reason I ask the question is managers under pressure. The merry-go-round is starting to turn now, and you'll know from being in the area that there are certain managers close to here under immense pressure, and your name is starting to pop up in little dispatches. Can you outline where you're at here, and can you tell the Millers fans that they've got nothing to worry about?
Oh, I'm the Rotherham United manager, and I speak often about how proud I am to be the manager here. And I am, and Tony Stewart brought me here to do a job, and I'm in the middle of doing that job. So that's all I can do in respect of, people say, the pressure that both Sheffield club managers have got. You know, they're both good managers, in my opinion, and both at fantastic football clubs. They need a break, don't they? They need the ball to hit somebody on the backside and roll into the net and give them a break. And but, you know, I've got far too many worries here to get points every week than worry about what goes on the other side of the M1. I genuinely don't even look.
So it takes something pretty special to even tempt you?
Yeah, I think it would. You know, I've got a fantastic relationship with my chairman, probably more than any manager's had with him, if I'm being honest. And I'm proud of that relationship, and I'm proud of the honesty and integrity that's in it. If any of those clubs ever wanted to speak to Steve Evans, the person they would speak to would be Tony Stewart. And I'm sure Tony Stewart would then talk to me. But listen, I've got no thoughts about that. I've tied what my thoughts are. Trying to get 3 points against Swindon and having our fans singing in the last 5 minutes of the game, because that's a wonderful thing to cure an earache.
And what about that game? What kind of a test is this for you?
I think it's a real tough test, Paul. I think if you look at the front two, I think possibly the boy Niall Ranger will be fit and back in. They've got the boy Danny Ingesson, who we tried to bring in loan here last year when he was at Millwall. He's a terrific lad, a terrific player, big, strong, physical. And then behind that, they've got an array of talent, four or five of these youngsters that have come out of Tottenham Hotspur. But I don't want our supporters to run away with the fact that as youngsters, this is 20, 21, 22-year-old lads who have could go and play in the Championship, but they've been selected to go to Swindon by Tottenham Hotspur, who have a relationship at board level with Swindon. So it's going to be tough, and Mark Cooper's teams will always be organised, they'll always be efficient, and they'll always be hard working. So in the middle of the likes of Peterborough and Brentford and Leighton Orient and MK Dons, this is another one where the benchmark is going to be tested.
There's something about playing here, though. Every time I come here, you look at the players' body language and they're just enjoy it, don't they? You can see it. It's visible. They enjoy playing here. I felt it every time I've come, and I don't come to every game, but when there's gaps in between and I come again and I come again, you see it. Something about this place is very special, I think, for these players, don't you?
Yeah, home and away. I think the visitors drive here in their coach and they're expecting Millmore and they see the New York Stadium. And I know it's been seen on television a few times, but actually to come in it and see it, and then the atmosphere generated by our own supporters makes that sound as if it's double or treble the crowd that's in here. It really is a terrific place to come and perform. And I always say to the players, this is our theatre. This is the New York theatre to me. And it's no different to if you're ever fortunate enough to take your family to the theatre. You go there and you get excited about the stage and looking down on it and this and that. And I see that here. And that's why we're all paid to entertain our public as best we can, and fortunately for us, we've had such an incredible response from the people of Rotherham coming and getting behind us. And you know, we need them. They cleared their throats and got in their best voices for Peterborough. Their opposition manager spoke afterwards about the atmosphere and how good it was, etc. And we're going to need that again tomorrow. And if we can go and get that 3 points against Swindon, you know, we could be in the top four or five. We knowing the next two games away from home, if we come through them, we know we can match that benchmark.